You're listening to Four Seas, One Family, episode number 7. Welcome to Four Seas, One Family. My name is James Thomas, coming to you from Taipei, Taiwan. And thank you very much for joining me here. I'm going to talk a little bit about experiences about how I view my home nation by living abroad and some things that have come across my mind and some things that people have wrote to me about living overseas and how does it affect or open your mind. You know, I feel it's a good idea that we all try to learn from not only from each other within our own culture, but from others. And I was watching the Republican GOP debate the other day, and it hit me really hard, and I am quite shocked and in many cases disappointed of how much people back home do not know about life in other parts of the world. It's quite sad in some ways, and it causes a lot of people to close their perceptual mind of the world, which is sad. And it causes fear. It causes fear. And maybe that's why I started Four Seas, One Family, to try to share that we are all the same, but at the same time, different. And by being different, it would allow us to share some of the qualities of our culture. I think a lot of people, maybe not only in America, but, you know, a lot of people from different parts of the world still caught up into that their belief is the only belief or the correct belief, whether it's lifestyle, religion, or anything. And this is causing all of us as part of this place we call Earth, is causing us to corrupt our own minds from within our own culture, and also causes other cultures to see us in an unflattering light. And this is a very big problem. And at least I'm trying to do my part to try to close that gap. And my little podcast here is not going to remedy all the problems that are happening in the world, but this is my attempt to show that we are all the same, but different, regardless of the color of our skin, the language we speak, the religion or politics we have. And we have to get over it. It is a good thing that we do have tools like this to communicate, but how we use the tools is more important sometimes than the content sometimes. How we use the tools to brighten or widening our concept of what it is to be human. It's maybe idealistic in by words, but in reality, this is something that we need to do as members of this, as members of our only planet. It is unfortunate that some people back in my home are unable to explore other cultures, because there's various reasons why. Some of it is financial. Some of it is educational. You know, you probably hear stories about, yeah, education is the key to success. It's the kind of, what is more important is what kind of education are you giving? Are you giving objective education? This is the thing that I think is causing a very big rift for people from my home, people from where I'm from. I'm not talking about my home, New York City. I'm talking about the whole nation. And it's sad. And people back home need to wake up. And when I say back home, I'm not the only expatriate working abroad who has this opinion. And I talk to my other expat friends and they feel the same way, but at the same time, they feel helpless. They feel helpless because by them living overseas, it's almost like they are speaking a different language to their friends or relatives back home. And in some cases, I can understand, because it is kind of hard to explain to some things or some experiences you have with people who haven't been overseas for an extended period of time. I'm not talking about visiting a place. I'm talking about actually going someplace to learn about another culture or things in that regard. This is something that we need to do as a human race. We have to do this, or else we're just going to self-destruct. We got more money being spent on wars than we have on healthcare, on cleaning our environment, improving our environment, saving the wildlife. Maybe that's hippie talk, but this is the only earth we have. And if we're spending so much energy to destroy each other, what's going to happen in the end? Because there will be an end. There's such a rift between those who have and those who don't. It's not that those who have and those who don't work hard. But I believe they equally work hard, but it's the concept that there are differences that cannot be reconciled. This is the problem, or the mental state that we find ourselves in. How can we correct this? We must correct it, or else. Or else what? It's not going to be good for our future generations. That's the kind of legacy we want to leave for our future generations. I'm not only talking about within our families. I'm talking to the extent of our culture as well. The type of information that's readily available over the internet and other means, or the accessibility of it, of this information, should be used as a catalyst to cancel out the misunderstandings that have developed way before our time, I guess. Let's break it down a little bit more. You know, the internet is our tool, just like our library was. Yes, our libraries had good books and bad books, closed-minded books and open-minded books, books that advocated a certain point of view. Those books come under different names and different philosophies. There are good books and bad books. Now you look at today, the same kind of information is on the internet, but it's a lot more convenient to obtain, some cases filter out, and in some places, easily blocked. So this is a sad thing. And I see this back home. I see this back home. What I'm saying is that we all need to open the doors of our mind and be willing to accept things that are different. We don't have to live that way, but we have to accept it, because societies continue to live if they're doing the right thing. If we're spending too much time finding things in our culture and another culture that can cause us to collide, we're not going to get anywhere. That's a dead start. Regardless if it's political, religious, anything like that, money, whatever. We are the same but different. Very idealistic. It's very true. Promote a catalyst of unity where we can learn and share with each other. Because there's only so much we can take with us when we have to check out this earth. Thanks for listening to The Rant. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, stop by my website at 4C1Family and let's have a discussion. Thanks a lot. Take care. Four Seas One Family is a production of the World Data Exchange Video Network, WDEVN.